Yes, indeed. This is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Coming up next, before we get into the show, we want to shout out the people who make this show possible. First of all, you, the listener, all the generous contributions of KZFR supporters, and by Mountain Sports, providing outdoor clothing and equipment for hiking, cross-country skiing, camping, and just enjoying the great outdoors. Mountain Sports is located in downtown Chico at 176 East 3rd Street. Their telephone number is 345-5011. For the first time in a long time, we got the full TBP squad in the building. So with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's start the show.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that? Man, we talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
This is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your host, Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, well, not as always, but he's here this week, Derek Isamaki.
I missed 1 week. My goodness.
It felt like years, dude.
Yeah, 1 week I was gone. What's good, party people?
We got Jordan Booth back in the building.
What's up, everybody?
We got Sonny Slim, a.k.a. John Lucan.
Who cares?
Whoa. All right.
Hey, Pittsburgh started it.
Pittsburgh started it. And, of course, we got producer extraordinaire, Statman Brad.
Yeah!
We still don't have a microphone for Statman Brad, huh?
It's sad. I'm just going to yell it from over here, guys. I'm here in spirit.
It sounds like a spirit, too.
So we are back. Hello. Hi. How's everyone been? You guys good?
Awful. Except for college football. Awful.
Oh, wow.
John's on one right now.
It's fine.
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
What's the problem?
You know what? School is just really taking a toll on me. I know you guys already graduated. You guys are sophisticated young folk.
Sophisticated.
You know?
Sophisticated.
Yeah. Says the guy with the great glasses trying to correct me on grammar. It's fine.
Sophisticated.
It's fine. School's really taking a toll on me. 21 units. Really taking a toll this semester. All right?
You're taking 21 units?
Yeah. Over 30 hours a week working.
Yeah, nobody's ever done that.
Plenty of people have done that.
And do 30 hours a week working?
I mean, sure, plenty of people have done that, but I have never grown up. I was a pampered kid growing up. You know what I mean?
Granted, your procrastination plays a heavy hand in this, I feel.
Does it, though?
It does, 100%.
Says the kid on Tuesdays to hit me up for golf.
Yeah, because he doesn't have class.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, he's the responsible one. This is the type of person you need to be hanging out with. Yeah.
I'm done, man.
I just want to let you guys know, as Jarrell would say, man, I'm tired.
Yeah, I do say that a lot.
Yeah.
Guess what, guys? I'm exhausted today, in case you...
You know what's the worst? You know what really grinds my gears? Is when someone looks at you when you're having a good day, and they say, man, you look tired. You sick? I'm like, no, actually, I'm having a good day. But thanks for noticing my bags. I appreciate it.
No, I'm not.
You get that a lot, do you?
Well, today. I got it like 3 times today.
Mm.
And I am. I am tired, you guys.
Just got to live with the bags, you know?
Yeah.
It's part of life.
It's whatever.
The bag life.
Yeah. Bilbo Baggins.
I don't know what he has to be. He's pretty old.
Moving on. All right. So football was played yesterday.
God.
There's a couple of things of note. Overall, not the most exciting weekend, but we did get what many would consider the best team in the NFC and the best team in the AFC facing off in the early game, set of games, 10 a.m. our time, 1 p.m. the rest of Eastern time. The Ravens and Niners played yesterday in Baltimore.
Great game.
It was a great game. Ravens come away with the win, last second field goal. That game opened at 4.5. Niners lose by 3 as time expires.
5.5.
Was it 5.5?
5.5.
To the Ravens?
No, it opened at 4.5, though.
It opened at 4.
Oh, well.
4.5.
You get the point. Moving on.
Technically, you missed the 1.5.
Boop. Wow.
Just saying.
Wow. Anyway.
Balling out today.
From the game, what were some of your guys' takeaways? Obviously, the game was played in weather. It was real rainy conditions. These teams wouldn't face again this season unless they meet in the Super Bowl. But what was some of your big takeaways? Derek, I'll start with you, and we can kind of move our way around.
Dude, I'm scared when Lamar Jackson takes a hit where his knees go, because it's going to happen at some point in time. Because the way he goes, it's going to happen, and he's not going to be the same guy anymore, because it happens to them all. But I'm going to enjoy the time that I was right, saying that Lamar Jackson is the best. Said that last year. Said it again this year. Proven right once again. That's my big takeaway. I'm never wrong.
Wow.
Great. I mean, yeah, definitely. I mean, you see the difference of having a running quarterback.
Well, you got to turn your mic on. Is your mic not on?
It's on.
Oh, I can't hear you.
Oh, what happened? What having a running quarterback could do for you. I mean, I feel like we've seen quarterbacks run, but not like how he runs. Like, he's running like wishbone quarterback, option, off tackle. Like, he's getting tough yards. I mean, he is
shifty beyond belief, right?
Yeah,
what's great to see him, too, is they had a couple slow-mo jukes on the Niners this week for Lamar Jackson. And what I've picked up on these replays is the guy's peripheral vision is like any other we've seen. Like, it's literally like NBA style. Like, it's Jason, White Chocolate, Jason Williams?
Yep, that's his name.
Wow, are you really going blank on White Chocolate right now?
I've had a long week, dude. It's Monday. I've had a long week.
Yeah, White Chocolate you would have been fine with.
Okay, anyways. But yeah, he's driving the lane, throwing no-look passes, right? Lamar Jackson's the same way. The guy runs, he's looking like he's headed upfield for 5 yards, and all of a sudden he cuts on a dime and moves lateral, and no one knows. Like, his shiftiness is incredible.
I legit want to get Madden just so I can play with him to make sure that, like, the jukes are real. And like, because every juke is, like, faking everybody out. I want to be a lawn Madden and juke and be able to juke everyone at any point in time. I think
every
he's
week
everyone
he
ha- he's doing
every
it.
Week he has a... If it was the NBA, it would be a stereotypical step back while someone trips over themselves and falls down and someone hits a three-pointer. Like, that's what Lamar Jackson's doing in football right now. Like, he has a 3-yard gain, but somehow he jukes out 6 people to get 7 yards. You know what I mean? Like, it's – and not only that, but this Niners defense is probably the most matchup, you know, problem for the Ravens, mm-hmm. for their run offense. I mean, that front 7 for the Niners has been legit all year. I mean, it was – even though in a loss, it was legit against the Ravens. You know, I mean, losing by 3 was not a detriment. They only scored – I mean, Lamar only scored 2 touchdowns in the game. You know, like, he's been putting up 45, 50, 60. I mean
– And I feel like I've seen his first turnover, like, ever. Like, ever this year from in that fumble where that corner
right.
was
that
good. I feel like that's the first turnover I've seen from him all year. Obviously, he's had other turnovers.
That was a hell of a play,
too. That was a crazy play. Obviously, it was in weather, so he gets a little extra point for that one. That was nice.
I still think there's – I mean, the Niners don't look – I don't think the Niners are a detriment. Like, they don't – the momentum isn't going against the Niners, you know what I mean, to lose this game in the way that they did. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a blow to the Niners. I still think that the Niners still have confidence going after this game.
Yeah, I think in a neutral field, you play that game 10 times, each team is winning 5 of those matches. I think that they're an evenly matched team, and like you both said, Jordan and John, that the Niners' defense showed up yesterday. Unfortunately – I can't help when Jimmy G gets this happy feet thing he's been doing. You just know it's over. Whenever they get pressure to him, it's as if he can't shake it. You know, and the great quarterbacks, they'll stand in there, they'll get sacked over and over and over, but they stand in the pocket and they look confident and they throw with confidence. And Jimmy G, man, all year has just been shaky. Even in that win a couple weeks ago when he threw for 424 yards against the Cardinals, at no point did I feel like he was taking over the game. And I think that is the one real concern if you are a Niners fan moving forward, is usually at some point in the playoffs, you need your quarterback. You need to put a game on your quarterback. Your quarterback needs to have a game where the defense isn't necessarily playing up to standard. I mean, the running Niners running game was running all over Baltimore, and still they couldn't pull that win out. And I just get concerned as a Niners fan that it's going to come down to one of these games where you need Jimmy G to play almost a flawless game, and we haven't seen it yet. So we'll see moving forward. The other team in the AFC that many consider to be the best and has been the best for, like, I don't know, 400 years now, is the New England Patriots. And they get handed their second loss of the season down in Houston last night against the Texans. Deshaun Watson played great.
And the guitar.
The guitar was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Texans look great. So I wanted to start there because they lose J.J. Watt. They are only 8-4. It's not like they've been world beaters. But they've looked solid. Could you see this team making a run in the playoffs, Jordan?
No.
Fair enough.
Very honestly, no. I mean, losing J.J. Watt is not that big of a thing because even with J.J. Watt, their defense was, I mean, like, average. They had a really – always have an outstanding front seven, but on the back end, they're kind of shaky. Deshaun Watson is their team. They are the Houston Deshaun Watsons. If Deshaun Watson has a great game and can stay healthy, they always have a chance.
Yeah, I thought, though, since J.J. Watt went out, the Houston secondary has been pretty solid, and they looked really good last night. You know, granted, I don't even know who the Patriots' best wide receiver is. Is it Sanu? Is it Edelman? I mean, it's not...
It's Edelman.
N'Keal
it's
Harris. Edelman.
Well, Sanu's not even playing right now, so, you know.
He played last night.
And why are we like not talking about
he had
the
like
Bills?
Like three catches for...
All right,
because the Bills...
We'll get there.
The Bills are 9-3.
We'll
circle
there.
The wagons, boys.
Who have they played?
Huh?
Who have they played?
The Cowboys. Patriots, and they
lost. Look up their schedule for me. Brad, look up their schedule. Look up the Bills' schedule for me.
We'll come back to the Bills because I want to finish this conversation.
They've not a good enough schedule as the Patriots, right, man.
We'll talk about the Bills now.
Yeah, dude, they're fine. They're good. They're doing good, man.
Not that many bad teams.
It's the NFL right now. Everyone has a chance to win.
Do you see the Dolphins just beat the Eagles?
Yeah, the Eagles
have a chance to win the NFC East.
Because the NFC East is the worst thing fucking...
It's terrible.
Whoa. Yeah, hikes. Yeah.
Sorry.
You're coming in really hot today.
I just don't
today.
Like the Eagles that
I
much.
I just don't like your energy that right. much.
I mean, the NFC East is trash.
Red?
It is.
Mike.
It's the worst division in football.
Trash.
But, I mean, how many years has the AFC East probably been arguably one of the worst divisions in football?
So they beat the Jets. They beat the Giants. The Bengals, they lost to the Pats, Tennessee, Dolphins, Eagles, Redskins, Cleveland, and Miami.
They beat Denver.
They did beat Denver.
Yeah. How about them apples?
I'm just saying, the Bills, are legit. I mean, the Bills are not legit, you guys.
I mean, they have a chance to win their division right now. They have a chance,
to win the division because the Patriots could lose again next week.
I'm just saying, if they beat, say the Patriots lose next week and they beat them.
Coming from a Panthers fan that just lost to the Redskins.
Well, I know. I'm not saying anything right now. I'm not saying anything about the Panthers. I'm talking about the Bills right now and how the Bills have a chance to win their division, unlike the Panthers.
But, circle the wagons.
Yeah.
Circle the wagons.
I'm on the Bills
Josh
Allen
train
right
is the truth.
You legitimately think that the Bills have a chance to win their division?
Yeah, they have a better chance than the Broncos. They have a better chance than a lot of teams right now in the winter division. They actually have a chance against the Patriots.
Let's break down their division.
Yeah, the Patriots, that's it. That's their division. That's their entire division.
Okay.
And they have a chance to beat
them right
now. And
the Patriots play the Chiefs next week.
Yeah.
But the Patriots have already beaten
They're taking an L.
But Josh Allen got knocked out in the fourth quarter. He had a concussion.
And they played them well.
He was dominating them before then, pretty much.
They lost by 3 points, didn't they? 16-13.
And Josh Allen's been playing pretty well since that point. So
Bills.
I like the Bills. I like the Bills.
Super Bowl champs.
They're in my top five.
It's happening. All right, it's happening.
Circle the wagons. Woo!
Josh Allen, the truth. That guy can move. And he's like 6'7".
Yeah, he's a beast.
He's a big dude.
He's like 6'5". Yeah, throwing it around.
He is lanky. And he just...
Before we move completely off of New England, I did want to mention... they definitely have, on offense, looked gross. They have not looked good on offense. I mean, they got some garbage time touchdowns last night. Basically, just running fly routes to James White out of the backfield. But since week four, Tom Brady has completed 30th in completion percentage, 31st in yards per attempt, and 30th in passer rating. That's Tom Brady, y'all. It's kind of scary.
I mean, it's a tough situation because for so long we've always said whenever Tom Brady does well, that, you know, it's him. You know, he's making these terrible average receivers outstanding. And then now that he doesn't have absolutely great personnel, he's not really playing well, and we don't know neither to give him the blame or to put it on, you know, his supporting cast.
I mean, I wouldn't say he doesn't have the greatest personnel. I mean, he has James White, who is a tried and true Super Bowl champion. He has plenty of people. I mean, Edelman, he's got plenty of people. Sanu, even though he is a first year on this squad, I mean, how long has with the Falcons on any team he's been on? He's been a producer.
All those guys though are solid.
It's the
number
offensive
twos.
Line, you know, it's a hard offensive line that the Patriots are working with right now.
I don't know, man. Those skill position players. Julian Edelman is past his prime, and even when he was in his prime, he was a great slot receiver, but he still wasn't
right. You need someone to stretch the field, and with N'Keal Harris, the rookie coming back. Off injury from Arizona State. This guy is legit. Hopefully in the next few weeks he can spread. N'Keal Harris.
I wouldn't even know who that is.
Yeah, he does.
I do. And if you were to take my college picks, you would know.
And he doesn't really seem like, I don't know, he doesn't seem like a game breaker to this point either. It seems like him and Tom Brady have been on the on different pages.
He's had two games.
No?
He's had two games.
Very different pages.
Yeah.
Derek, take your glasses off.
No.
Please. I can't have an arbitrary conversation with you or even an argument with you with those glasses on.
I feel belittled. Boom. Yeah, well, good.
I don't like it.
Yeah. I like them on
it. Please take it off.
I feel like they look good though, don't they? Yeah, I think they look good.
God, they look good.
I don't understand why John's so hot about it.
Get yourself a pair.
You know what? I have perfect vision, actually, but it's fine.
Well, I have pretty good vision, too.
Wearing glasses?
It's better now. It's pretty good now, okay?
Patriots making the Super Bowl.
Nope, Bills.
Tiger Woods back.
Oh, God.
Oh, my word. Bills have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl than Tiger Woods has of winning another major. Boom, I said it. There. Put my name on it. I'm never wrong. I've already said it before.
Well, did you say another Super Bowl?
No, just a Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Because they went 0-4 in 4 years.
Which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, no matter what.
Before we get completely off the topic of football, any of these teams on the outside looking into the playoffs interest you guys? You think can make a run? So in the AFC, we have the Steelers at 7-5. I'm going to go ahead and write them off for everyone. We don't need to talk about them. Titans, Raiders, Colts, Browns. All between 7-5 and 5-7. I think the Browns are absolutely done.
Titans.
Yeah, I would say Titans.
Mark my words, man. Yeah. Titans defense is looking so good. And Tannehill getting put in halfway through the season. Everyone was joking about Tannehill replacing Mariota. They're identically pretty much the same type of player.
Whoa. Mariota threw a touchdown pass to himself. Thank you very much. It was beautiful. I got the points. The catch, and I got the touchdowns and the throwing touchdown. It was beautiful. It was like a 24-point play.
Since Mariota's been out, Titans have been doing nothing but winning.
Yeah, because, you know, Tannehill's good.
I mean, but
is he though?
We can't just put it all to Ryan Tannehill. He's playing well.
Derrick Henry has been otherworldly.
Yeah,
look how the offense moves
through Tannehill.
No, it's through Derrick Henry.
Have you ever played football? It goes through the quarterback. You run your offense based off your quarterback
all the time.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys are a perfect example. The Dallas Cowboys are one of the best teams in football when they do what? Hand the ball to Ezekiel Elliott. Dak isn't trash. Dak is in the upper tier of quarterbacks, but
he's in the top 15. Yeah.
When they don't, they're a different football team. It's all about your identity as a football team. The Ravens are a great football team because not only do they have Lamar Jackson, but they have Mark Ingram and Gus Edwards and those fullbacks and those tight ends to complement him.
Well, his name is Gus?
Gus Edwards.
Let's not compare Lamar Jackson to Ryan Tannehill.
I'm just saying that it's all about personnel, and it's not about – it's not
exactly.
And Derrick Henry is their guy.
Derrick Henry is their guy.
But who is the personnel coming in under center?
Yeah, and he hands it off to Derrick Henry more often than not.
But when you have a Mariota or you have a running quarterback, your personnel, your game plan is going to be different. Am I right?
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
With that,
so when Tannehill comes in, they have a completely different game plan that is more run heavy towards Derrick Henry.
Yeah, it's more
which is
Ryan
a great,
Tannehill's more centered around Derrick Henry.
Tannehill's
that's fine.
Tannehill's
but he's getting it done.
Passer rating is 113.
Thank you.
Compared to Marcus Mariota's, which is at the time 91.7.
Thank you.
Tannehill hasn't done anything. He hands it off to Derrick Henry.
Marcus Mariota lost his job to Ryan Tannehill, so like those stats make sense, you know?
Yeah.
Hold up. Tannehill's not just done nothing.
Thank you.
I'm not saying he's done nothing.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. Why are we still talking about Ryan Tannehill and the Tennessee Titans?
Because you're wrong.
No, please, let's move on.
You know what, you're fair. All right, let's go. All right,
let's still move on because Derek's wrong.
We've been talking about Tennessee for a little bit too long. I actually agree with
that. No, we talked about Tennessee. That's the problem. Why are we talking about Tennessee?
We're talking about Tennessee because they're a team that can sneak into the playoffs.
Time out here. Tennessee. We're done with this conversation.
Give me two receivers for Tennessee Titans, John. Give me two receivers right now.
I want to hear this. I want to hear it.
Cody Davis.
Lane Walker doesn't count as one.
Oh, man. I was about to say Lane Walker.
No.
Davis. Cody Davis. Corey Davis. Excuse me. Corey Davis.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. Good job.
Ooh. Oh, and Delaney Walker, dude.
Ah, okay, you got nothing.
That's a tight end.
There we go.
We're moving
Point
on.
Proven.
We're not going to talk Tennessee again this entire season, even if they make the playoffs.
Tiger Woods is back.
You know what?
Ryan Tannehill's back.
You're on timeout.
Thank you.
No, there we go. No, we're actually going to give him his own segment right now just so he can gas himself out and we can actually maybe the show can move forward. Sound good?
For that.
Hey, it's me. Knock, knock. So, you got my money? You gonna give me my money? Where's my money, man?
That's right. We're back. This week was great, other than school. This week has been great, boys. 8-2. 4-1 on my radio picks last week.
And what's your overall record at now?
We're at 69-23-1.
Wow.
That's 75.4, boys.
Wow.
That's a freaky win.
That's like hire me in Vegas for some stuff, you know?
Got to get done with school first, man.
That ain't school. God, this sucks. I mean, but it's championship week, boys. Championship week in college football. I can't. It's too far.
Yeah, you could.
Too far gone.
3 weeks ago, I would have dropped out. If I had this energy 3 weeks ago, I would have dropped out. But I'm not going to. Just like my picks, we're gonna stay strong and true. We're gonna come back.
And fail.
I'm just looking at Derek because Michigan did not do that this week. All right, championship week. Before I get into my picks, I'm taking this week. We're taking a couple tough picks. We're taking every Power 5 championship conference. So we're going to really test my skills this week. But before I get into that, because it's championship week, we're going to go down the line of bias picks. So everyone, there's five of us here. We're all getting in the Power 5 conference and going through championship week. First up is Jordan. The only person who has taken his true team all year, Ohio State, going for the Big Ten championship against Wisconsin. Ironically, at Wisconsin. I don't know how this is happening.
How does that work?
But Ohio State at Wisconsin. Ohio State is favored 16, minus 16, over under 56. Mm. Keep in mind, Jordan is 8-4, just one game behind Brad. Or one game in front of Brad.
I'm taking the over.
You are the king of the over this year.
I mean, that's just too easy, though.
If you looked at last week, they scored
57.
Yeah, it was 56-27. So, I mean, they covered the over by themselves. And if Wisconsin just contributes a little bit, you know, we should get it. So,
I like your logic.
Yeah.
Let's get some bets this week, huh? Next, we have Brad. Brad coming off a tough loss, taking Miami against his Duke boys.
Yeah, Duke screwed me on that one.
Duke screwed you, but they won by 10.
You know what? I was actually...
Stay true, bro. Stay true.
I'm happy, but I'm also mad.
Colors don't bleed. So Brad is 7-5. Mm-hmm. Only one game behind me and Derek.
I'm ahead or behind?
You're ahead. Or one ahead. Sorry.
Okay, behind, I was going to say, I'm like, how did I just fall four spots?
The over-unders. You know, it's over. 7-5. You're taking on the ACC championship this week. University of Virginia at Clemson.
Go Tigers.
Clemson is minus 29, over under 54.
I'm going to have to say I'm going to go with the over on this one, over 54.
Okay. I actually like that, Brad.
Thank you. I'm really trying to get back into first here.
Now myself, coming off a three-week win streak. Cal has really been helping me out these last couple weeks. Actually helped me out on my parlay this week. We have, I'm taking the Pac-12 championship. Oregon at Utah, -6.5, over under 48.5. I like Oregon to cover that spread. We're taking Oregon, +6.5. Now Derek, coming off a rough, rough showing at the Big House with your Michigan Blue. Blown out, 3 touchdowns again. Jim Harbaugh should be fired. Will never be resurrected.
Is 3 touchdowns the definition of a blowout?
I think so. I mean, when you're playing Madden, what's the rule? If you're down 21
and I got the ball, get off
21
the
and a half, you're out. Yeah. You know? Game over. Right? Michigan looked pitiful.
I didn't know that was a rule.
Oh, yeah, never played like that?
He's never gotten beat like that.
Yeah. I only play Madden to begin with.
So we have we have Derek in the SEC championship. Something he's not used to this year.
Bama! Good competition. Let's go!
Bama's not in it.
Bama, let's go!
Bama's not in it.
Save it! I want it.
We have Georgia at LSU.
Bama!
Georgia at LSU, -7, over under for LSU, -7, over under 55.
Ooh, Georgia, LSU.
At LSU, at Death Valley.
Yeah, it's got to be, what's the LSU favorite by, I'm sorry?
-7.
-7. You know what? Burrow's going to take it. I'm going to take LSU to... I'm going to take LSU on that -7.
All right.
I just want to add something to this. If Georgia loses and somehow remains in the top four, I'm done.
There's no way.
Or if LSU loses, if LSU loses and doesn't fall out of the top four, I'm done. LSU could be four. LSU cannot be any higher than 3 or 4.
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, LSU has had one of the toughest schedules all year.
Hey, it's part of the game, man. You got to win them when they count.
Yeah, but. But
that's the game. You got to win them when they count.
Game, the very last game of the season, you're saying LSU's out?
Okay, hold on.
They could be fourth. I feel that's a little rough. They could be third or fourth.
They could be fourth.
Win it when it counts. Alabama didn't even win a championship and they still made it to the playoffs. I don't want to hear win it when it counts.
I mean, we're biased towards Alabama.
The committee's
that's why it's biased picks.
Yeah, the committee's already chosen. Yeah, you don't have to win a championship.
Moving on, we have the
Bama's
Big
12.
We have the Big 12 championship this week as well. Unfortunately, Jarrell's Longhorns aren't in it.
Yeah, shocker. They've been doing so great this year. Fire Tom Herman.
But I just want to say that Jarrell is on a 2-game win streak at 5-7.
Yeah, I started fading the Longhorns.
Derek and I are at 6-6. So based off who loses between Derek, myself, and Jarrell this week, if Jarrell wins and Derek and I lose, we're going to have to do a bowl game pickoff for loses this whole shindig.
I'm ready.
So this is probably the biggest pick of the week of the season for you, Jarrell.
And for those of you at home, if you didn't know what we're playing for, a loser has to get a neck tat.
Yeah. It,
well, I mean, Brad, we're out of... We're clear.
I was thinking more or less of a sign or a t-shirt.
Oh, okay. We're not doing the neck tat thing anymore? All right, cool.
Yeah. I was purposely losing bomb.
So Jarrell has the Big 12 championship. He has Baylor at Oklahoma, -9 for Oklahoma, over under 62.5.
It's at Oklahoma?
At Oklahoma. Oklahoma's favored 9.
Ugh. Oh, God.
And I'm going to give you a little cheat code here. The last time these guys played, which was 3 weeks ago, Oklahoma was down quite a bit and snuck out a victory by 3.
I'm going to take the under.
All right. That was a bad pick, but that's fine.
What was it, over under? 62.5?
62.5.
Yeah, probably should have gone over.
That's fine. You already made the choice.
I already made the choice.
So now we're getting into my picks because last week I went 8-2, boys. 8-2.
Are you gonna give us 10 more picks?
No. I'm gonna take the championship week. I wanted to give my picks.
Okay.
I wanted to give you guys the bias before I, you know, because it's all the championship picks. So I'm taking ACC. I'm taking Clemson. Taking the over of 54. We have the Big 12 championship, Baylor, Oklahoma. I'm taking Oklahoma -9. We have Ohio State at Wisconsin. Ohio State -16. I'm going with Jordan again. Over 56. Easy. Georgia, LSU. We're taking LSU -7. I think they're going to beat the brakes off them. Really solidify that number one slot to overtake Ohio State. And Pac-12. Again, I like Oregon. +6.5. And that is Luke and the Futures.
Thank you, sir. appreciate it.
I get a clap. The standing O.
Nah, I just like the, I like the beat. The.
This is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Again, Jarrell Gilbert alongside Derek Isumaki, Jordan Booth, John Lucan, Statman Brad, a.k.a. Brad Feingold. We are made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the Cold Creek Inn, Mountain Shasta. The Cold Creek Inn features views of the surrounding snow-capped mountains, free high-speed Wi-Fi, and organic in-room coffee. The Cold Creek Inn has guest rooms from single bed to family suites that sleep up to eight. Conveniently located in downtown Mount Shasta, near the Siskiyou Ice Rink, the Cold Creek Inn is only 10 miles from the Mount Shasta Ski Park. More information at coldcreekinn.com, or you can call 1-800-292-9421. Once again, this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond.
I like how in that that read right there, they said, great views of Mount Shasta, but we got high-speed internet, too, where you don't want to look out anymore. Because, yeah, there you go. That's nature.
You got to have something for everybody.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I've been up there. Mount Shasta, South Siskiyou.
Not worth the
gorgeous.
Look anymore.
Gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Yeah. You need that high-speed internet to get away from it all, I'm sure.
No, I mean, but at night, you know, you want to charge your phone, maybe look up some bets that you have going that week. You know
I will
mean?
Tell you this right if now. You do not need the internet to charge your phone, so...
Well, if you're taking my bets, you need some internet to see those scores. And I know up in the forest, up in the mountains, you don't get a lot of service.
Depends on who you got. Shout out T-Mobile.
All right.
Hold it down.
Well, sticking with the North State, it's time for your North State update. Big week this week, huh, Brad?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
Are they starters?
All right. Yeah, they just literally everyone, please, quiet. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, now it's time for the North State Update. I am Brad Feingold. Big week in...
I mean, Brad, they know who you are.
They know who you are, Brad.
Yeah!
This is my segment. Let me do what I want with it, all right?
All right.
Gosh.
Sorry, Brad.
There was not much action in Chico State sports. The men played Academy of Art and won 68-63, and Dominican University of California.
Wait, the Academy of Art has a sports team?
Yeah, so
we've talked about this. The Urban Knights. Yeah. It's a cool name. It's great.
I didn't get accepted.
Wait, we didn't say it was a cool name.
I
mean, it's pretty cool. Anyways, moving on. They're playing University...
Screw the Academy of Art.
I mean, anyways, moving on. University of California, San Diego, they're playing them at San Diego, then coming back home to play Cal Poly Pomona on Saturday. They'll be taking their 5-2 record on the road to San Diego and bringing it back, hopefully with a win. They're right now 1-1 in conference. Women will be doing the exact same thing. They did not play any games this past week. They're 4-3 with 0-2 in conference. Now, big games this week. Paradise taking their undefeated record to Sutter to play the Huskies. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough. They lost 7-20, ending their dream season. Sutter Huskies will go on to play in the 4AA North State final. Now, going into Pleasant Valley and Chico. Chico beat Peavy the last time they played 20-10. Peavy was looking for vengeance. Scored 14 in the first half. Chico only had a field goal. Chico PV was running up and down the field. Chico had no answer and ended up losing 24-3. PV advances to the North Section Finals.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Big game. I actually got to talk with the running back for PV. Scored 3 touchdowns and ran for 175 yards. Against Chico.
What did they do so different? Because, I mean, we were all... us three were at the Almond Bowl.
Yeah, so what... The Ammon. Big difference was it was raining like crazy, and Chico... Yeah.
Chico couldn't throw the ball.
Chico couldn't throw. They were a good running team, as you guys saw.
Yeah.
They were a good running team, but the one thing is, PV's defense stopped them. The first...
PV's bigger. A lot bigger.
A lot bigger, yeah.
Yeah.
But they just weren't able to throw the ball in the first game. They only had 2 passes, One of them was in the end zone, and he just barely missed it for a touchdown.
Wow.
So they had that. But I talked to Austin York, and here's what he had to say.
Pleasant Valley Vikings just beat Chico High 24-3. Austin, how are you feeling right now?
There's no feeling like it. Section titles, it's unreal to do it with the brothers. You know, it's Viking family and Viking nation.
So coming after that last game you had with Chico losing 20-10, what was the mindset of the whole team coming into tonight's game?
We're going to be physical. They looked like they didn't even want to be here tonight. Our O-line dominated, both up front, O-line, D-line. We controlled the game. That's how you win football games.
And throughout the whole entire game, it was pouring down rain. Your coach said it's all in your head. What was the message coming into tonight's game about the weather?
It was a mindset. You know, we were out here an hour early. You know, we're going through our regular warm-ups. Chico hasn't even shown up yet till like 20 minutes. We had in our mind that we were going to dominate tonight, and we went out there and did it.
So you have one more game before the state finals. The team that you are going to be playing hasn't been decided yet, but where do you guys see yourselves moving forward?
You know, at this point, it's a ride. Whoever they match us up against, we're going to go play well. You know, we've been here before. Our coaching staff knows how to win in the postseason, and we're just on the road to do it again.
One last thing. Coming to this game, was there anything that you guys wanted to work on against this team?
We made some mistakes last time, you know, as I told you last time. We made slip some blocks, but tonight the O-line was phenomenal. Holding their blocks, let me slip through a couple times, and we just put it down their throat.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, man.
And that was Austin York. It was a big game for PV, and they'll be playing Escalon High School, the right outside of Stockton. They were 12-1 in the season. Should be a good year. And that is my North State update.
Hey, shout out to Big Brad for the on the spot interview though. That's a new part of TVP. I mean, you got to work on the mic, but
yeah, I mean the mics.
It was raining out though.
It was raining. It was very windy, and a lot of the kids were very very excited to win that section game against PV.
Statman Brad in the field.
I have one more stat of the day. More than 6,000 people with pillow related injuries check into U.S. emergency rooms every single year.
What? Pillow related injuries.
Pillow related injuries.
Oh, that's got to be sexual.
I'm just saying, you could like get in a big pillow fight, hit someone on the head, they hit the head on the
face.
Yeah,
I can see that. I've seen people get concussions from pillows.
You guys see the scar right here? You guys see the scar on the middle of the forehead? My sisters were in a pillow fight contest, ratted on my mom. She's like, hey, I want to play. They wouldn't let me play. My mom said, either you stop or you let John play. So, naturally, they let me play. Within about a minute of the fight, lights went out. All of a sudden, I get a whopping blow to the back of my head. I fly into their bunk beds.
That's how it happened.
Four stitches in the forehead. I thought it was an accident. Come years later, my sisters were like, no, we plotted and schemed. One went down on the all fours, tripped me. The other one whopped the blow to the back of the head.
Oh, rude.
Pillow fight injury. Four stitches.
Great time right there. I got another stat for you. I'm adding to the stat. This has nothing to do with your stat. It's my own stat. The Costco food court sells so much pizza, it's ranked as the 14th largest pizza chain.
And Costco US. Pizza, fire.
Yeah. It's fire.
Yeah.
It is. It's
so
fire.
Underrated.
You know what's one thing, though? I never had a whole pie.
What?
I really just go and get
the
slice.
It's like $10.
Yeah,
I
don't know. Honestly, getting a pie is like, honestly
just
cheaper
like,
that
hey,
way.
Hey, I got a Costco card. I want a couple slices and a hot dog. Let me slap by and spend $3.
I mean, it is legit. Yeah. Hey, either way, it's still, you know, bargain for the price you get.
I'm more about those chicken bakes, you know?
Yeah, I never had one.
Oh, man, you gotta have a chicken bake.
Chicken bakes are dog bag.
Chicken bakes, man.
Chicken bakes are fire.
The chicken bakes are good, but I'm going to say, like, if I'm only getting one, I'm obviously rolling with the pizza.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I will say there's smoothies.
Like three slices.
Kind of trash.
Not a big smoothie fan in general.
Really?
Yeah,
Jamba Juice
is, like, pretty much my only smoothie.
Yeah, I love me a good smoothie, but I feel like Costco could step their game up. It's,
They're putting too much in the pizza.
Fair enough. All right, we got you updated on the North State. Let's get you updated on the news here and around the world.
The news.
If we could get a drop, maybe.
Breaking news. Go. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That's right, y'all. Time for the news. Got some bangers for y'all. Got some real bangers for you guys. Florida's back in the mix right now. Y'all are welcome. Two of them from Florida.
Knock on wood if you're with me, boys.
Florida man.
Florida man, baby.
We're going to do three stories, two of them are Florida-related.
All right. So let's get that's what I'm talking about, Derek.
We're going to bracket it out right now. First one we're going with, this one hits home to me because I was recently just in the air flying back and forth from here to L.A. for the good old holiday that is Thanksgiving. Seat? I did not, thank God, never do. I got good luck out there. Make sure I get that aisle seat. Prime seat out there.
Just the aisle.
Aisle just seat's the best seat out there in the game. If you're a window person, I get it. You want something to look at, but I like my space.
See, I'm the window person that closes the blinds.
Yeah, please. I like that person. I appreciate that person who does that. Because
I'm the blinds. Like, no, I control the window.
Yeah, yeah. I'm all about, like, you know, I've started flying so much. I'm just kind of a seasoned vet. I'm just trying to get there, get in, get out, and just I sleep half the time nowadays. It's an hour nap for me. I've got it down. It's pretty nice. Either way, I feel for these people over in Pensacola, Florida. As this lady was taking off, she started to complain that she was having some issues breathing. Scary sight when you're on the plane right there. Obviously, pilot, being cautious right there, turns the plane around, heads back to the terminal in Pensacola. They're in there. They turn around. I know. I'd be furious if I'm a patient right now. You better be dead, lady. Like, honestly, you better be dying. Like, that's what I'm hoping for. Nope. She wasn't dying. In fact, she was faking it because she wanted a bigger seat.
What?
I don't know how getting shortness of breath is going to get you a bigger seat right now. Like, I guess maybe more space around you. But, lady, you selfish bastard.
Talk about an SOB.
Yeah, there we go.
Shortness of breath.
Either way, when they told the lady, revealed that she was not actually suffering from shortness of breath, so they asked her to get off the plane. She refused to do so. So what did they have to do? They had to get everyone off the plane and then forcibly remove this woman, who is now in custody. So, lady, to you out there.
Good. Life in prison.
That's the plane life, lady. It sucks. It's not fun. You just deal with it, you know?
I mean, you get what you pay for.
People always think they have rights in the plane. No.
Man.
No, you get on a plane. You're going to take it across country in less than 8 weeks. It used to take you when you rode there on a horse. So be thankful for the planes that get you there.
Wait,
in 5 hours.
Weeks?
It's probably like a 2 month journey going across country.
On horse and buggy.
On horse
come
and
on
buggy.
Now.
Yeah,
I feel like it'd be
come
more
on
than
now.
That.
All right, fine. I don't know. I'm not a Donner Party expert right now, but I do know it took them a long time and they ended up eating each other. So, you know, thankful you're not in that situation, lady. Actually, you might be because you're in jail now. I hope you get eaten alive. All right. Moving on to the next one. This one's actually hits home to me because I thought it was a really cool idea by this company over in Japan. I don't know about you. I hate smokers. I really do. They grind my gears. Smokers are the worst. They smell terrible. They take, especially when you work with smokers, because they take all these smoke breaks and you're like sitting there working like, why do I not get these extra breaks? Why? What's going on with me? Why do you get to celebrate soaking, killing yourself, and you get to work less?
It's a
actually,
hack.
Yeah, it's a hack. So here we go. A company over in Japan, a marketing firm, as John is blowing smoke into my face. The Pilot Inc. marketing firm
allegedly
introduced a really cool way to combat that. The people who do not smoke have received 6 extra days of vacation.
I like that.
That's a great way to do
yeah,
it. Right there.
I like that.
This really comes into question because this company in particular is on the 29th floor of a building, and people who do smoke have to go all the way to the basement. So that's a long time to get your little stogies in. So, 6 days extra, please, and thank you. And I got my lungs with them too. So,
I mean, that's a week.
Wow,
that's a nice week.
That's a nice one.
Right there. I feel like that's a great idea because that'll get a bunch of people to quit smoking cigs.
I think so.
100%.
There you go.
Like, I'm done. I'll throw this in the trash. You give me 6 days.
6 extra days, paid vacation.
Hell, yes. Are people just like faking it super hard, like spraying themselves, like taking showers every 10 minutes?
Smokers.
Yeah.
Just at home then.
Derek, just real quick, it takes 70 to 80 days to travel by horseback cross country.
Okay.
There you go.
80, that sounds about right then.
So you're traveling about 50
days. It's more than 8 weeks.
A little more than, it's like 3 months then. A little over 2.5 months, 2.5 to 3 months.
10 okay. to 12 weeks.
There we go. So I wasn't too far off. Thank you very much. All right, last one, y'all. Last
job,
one.
Brad.
Because it's another Florida story, and this one really hits home. Craigslist is a pretty cool place. You can get a lot of things on Craigslist. A lot of things. Some things you don't really want, actually, you can get on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things you want, though, you can get on Craigslist, too.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Here's one thing.
Ow.
That this Florida...
Whoa.
This Florida lady was advertising on Craigslist.
Big trust.
Sorry.
One thing that doesn't normally come up on your Craigslist shopping spree are babies. A Florida woman was trying to sell her baby. A 2-week-old baby that she didn't really want anymore.
Was it at least?
About this baby straight cash.
Here's the kicker.
About this baby straight cash.
She only wanted $500 for this baby, so I think that's a pretty good bargain. Not to mention.
So it must have been a mutt.
Not to mention.
I'm a mutt.
So am I.
Yeah, well,
So am I. This is the kicker
Jordan
right now,
Jordan and I
guys.
Are purebreds over here. We're right, going hold on, for a couple grand.
Along with that baby came with it a free 3-year-old little girl.
So,
two babies for the price of one. That's a steal right there.
Boom.
Thank you. Black Friday deals coming in all shapes and sizes.
Wow. Hopefully those kids are right.
Man, yeah, I love Florida.
Oh, my God.
So if you're out there funny, on Craigslist, you see some babies for sale, tell your authorities because that ain't right.
How do you find this, dude? That is so amazing.
That's funny.
Free daughter. 3-year-old sister for sale,
that
too.
That is amazing.
Buy one, get one. There you go.
Euthanasia.
That's the news, guys. Thank you.
That honestly, yep. That made my day.
Shout out to Florida, man. Florida always has. Florida always brings it.
They got something you know good, man, all the time.
They really do. They
like,
come.
They're
with
so. They have like such a large population and just so much good stuff that you have to get some bad stuff.
I mean, they're like the penis of the United States. You know, they just kind of hang out there, a little weird. You know, they're doing a little thing. You know, they're just surrounded by water, but not really. You know,
little on the left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're looking at when you're looking at the United States of America and you see Florida, there's one thing that comes to mind, and it's a phallic object. Phallic object.
Yeah. I was thinking more of a thumb, but...
A thumb, okay, fine. Kind of shaped like one, too. When you think about it.
Okay. We'll move on. Let's talk some hoops, shall we?
How do we transition from this?
All right.
Oh, man. Is that Craigslist post still up, too, by the way?
No, it's not.
I might be sterile. I need to pick that up.
God.
Free shipping or what?
I bought my girl a baby.
Amazon
okay?
Prime.
Christmas is going to be awesome.
Your girl might be excited about that, actually. Like, yo, you don't have to do any of the months of labor.
Yeah. I got you. It's already out.
Yeah.
This thing is real, all right?
I don't need to get one, but we get two.
One of them's kind of already grown up, too. Yeah, right? We're not looking at the baby
one's
stages.
One's already a Dick Cheney at that point.
This one can clean herself, you know?
Jeez. I don't know.
Three?
Get us out of here.
Oh, you for sure are probably training.
Moving on to the NBA, obviously. Natural transition from selling babies in Florida to hoops. Man, LeBron.
I mean, same concept when you put it out there.
I mean, if I
put a ball in a hole, man.
I'm just saying, if I buy that Craigslist ad, I'm buying hoops for that girl. I'm just saying.
Messi!
Good filler.
Luka Doncic is good.
He's real good.
Yeah.
I hate that he's really good.
Why?
I don't like a white guy being really good in basketball.
God, really? Man.
Hey, you know what? That's refreshing to hear.
Thank you.
It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right. No, like, you shouldn't be this good of a baller. I'm sorry, man.
His game, too, because he looks so plodding.
Yeah, it's not
he's
fun.
He's not, like, crazy athletic. Like, he doesn't
Dirk was a great player, but he put up shots.
No.
No, not particularly. He's not
hammering. Fun to watch.
Against the Heat in that finals, he was pretty amazing.
He was great.
Because he was hitting backyard BS.
He was doing some crazy things.
Are you kidding me? The Dirk, Steve Nash days? That wasn't fun to watch?
I mean, more exciting because Steve Nash was pushing the pace.
Yeah.
And he was Dirk was a part of that, a big part of it. But
it was before they were both really in their prime either, too. So, like, they're still figuring it out.
Yeah, the best Steve Nash was the Phoenix Suns.
Oh,
Steve Nash.
Correct.
And he wouldn't have worked well with that Dirk. I feel Dirk's like, he worked well with Amari Stoudemire and having all those people around him. That could
he won an MVP with the Mavs.
Yeah, he shouldn't have, though. Well, wait, no. Dirk? Yeah, we don't.
No, I'm talking about Steve Nash.
No, he didn't. He won them both with the Suns.
Yeah, he
won
them
both with the Suns?
Yeah.
I thought he won one with the Nets.
No.
Brad, look that up for me.
No, it's
it's a fact.
Yeah, I don't need to, but I'll prove you wrong.
He stole some of those from Kobe, too. So you know.
Yeah, one of them was definitely stolen from Kobe. And then Kobe dunked on him and hung on him.
Oh, it was beautiful.
That was so filthy.
You guys hear the quote from Luka about the NBA and the difference? Because obviously he played with the Real Madrid
No, what did he say?
He said it's easier to score in the NBA than it was in Europe, which I kind of understand.
Because don't they have, like, a smaller court? And they have, like, a lot more touching. Like, they can actually, physical with you guys.
Yeah, but he was also 14 when he became a pro. When you're 14, it's going to be hard to score on 24-year-olds.
The guy won MVP over there before he came into the NBA.
I'm just saying, it's going to be hard at 14. A 14-year-old's not scoring 40 on him.
I'm just saying, the talent that's over here is way better than the talent that's over there, though.
Correct. I just think, they're the...
Can they compete with the Lakers, with the Clippers, with the Rockets? Can they compete this year?
No.
Can they actually take a playoff run?
No. I don't think I could see them at best getting to the Western Conference Finals if.
But what I mean, what were they down to the Lakers? What were they down to the Lakers the other night?
I mean, they beat them 114-100.
And they came back and beat them by 14, and they were down double digits at one point.
It's one of 82 games.
Yeah.
And the Lakers were on an 8-game win streak.
10-game win streak.
Yeah, they were on a crazy win streak before that. The Lakers are probably the best record in the NBA, if I'm not mistaken.
They are. They are 17-3. They are tied with Milwaukee for the best.
See, Giannis is the guy I like to watch. Giannis is amazing.
I love when they let him travel.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I want to talk about that off air, but I think we should all go up to Portland and watch Giannis when he comes to town.
I'd be down for that.
That'd be cool. We'll talk about that more off air. I wanted to ask you guys. I heard an argument about this the other day, and it got me thinking about the all-decade squad. So this would obviously be from 2010 to currently. Obviously, this decade is just about over, especially for NBA purposes. We got 1 month left in this decade. So I wanted you guys to help me fill this out because I have four. That would be first team all NBA decade team. And the fifth one I am really struggling with. And I think you guys will agree. I think three of these guys, there's just absolutely no doubt.
Kobe Bryant.
Yep. Kobe Bryant doesn't make the list.
What? What?
Doesn't make the list.
What?
Doesn't make the list.
What?
Doesn't make the list.
He won two championships in 2010 and 2011.
Wait.
What? What are you talking about? He went to the championship, won in 2009, lost to the Celtics, won in 2010, beat the
2008, Magic. 2009, 2010.
Okay, either way, 2010, he's in there.
He won one championship.
He won one championship in that decade.
He's in there, no matter what.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
100%. No, he's not. When did he retire? 16?
Still doesn't matter. He's still part of the all-decade squad.
So he barely made it halfway through the
decade.
Doesn't
matter. He's in there.
And he was trash his last 3 years.
Wow, watch yourself. I mean, he was, but very still, watch yourself.
Very true.
So Kobe's out. But these are the ones I have that I feel are unassailable.
This LeBron first James. Team, second team, and third team?
I'm just doing first team because I can't even fill out my first team yet. I'm really struggling. Okay. So I want your guys' help. I have LeBron. I think that's hands down a no-brainer.
At what position?
We're not doing them by position because
best five players.
Because then you'd have to pick a center, and all the centers from this past decade are trash.
I mean,
who would be your center? Rudy Andre Gobert, Drummond,
Abid.
Embiid. Embiid, really?
Embiid probably.
Embiid ain't even the best center in the game right now. Anyway,
yeah.
Whiteside.
Well, the center position's really gone now in the NBA.
Like Joel Anthony, there you go.
He's all right, Joel Anthony. We'll go with Joel Anthony as our center.
All right, continue. Joel.
So I have LeBron.
Yeah.
I have Steph Curry. I have Kevin Durant. I have Kawhi Leonard, and this is where it gets tricky for me.
I would take Kawhi off of there.
Really?
He came up late.
Yeah, he came up. He came in really strong. He came on really strong, but he came on kind of late. He's really only had two phenomenal seasons. We've always known he was a great player.
He won an MVP with the Spurs.
He won a Finals MVP. Yeah. Finals MVPs. That's about the job he did on LeBron. And he contributed about 17 points.
Andre Iguodala won it.
Andre Iguodala won a
series.
Hear me out though. Andre Iguodala won a Finals MVP over Steph Curry. Everybody knows that Steph Curry is far more important to the Warriors than Andre Iguodala was to that Finals. Though Andre Iguodala did an immense job.
Andre Iguodala was more important to that Finals than Steph Curry was.
I think he's very important.
Not season
to
or
team.
Get to that point, but Andre Iguodala was just more in one series, in that
season
series.
Though. So he proved himself in one series.
Yeah, and I Steph believe Curry Steph is, won the MVP that year.
Correct.
Yeah. So I mean, that kind of.
Well, who would you replace then? Because I
would put Harden in there.
Oh, see, that's what I really struggled with because Harden offensively, obviously,
2010
absolute monster,
best scorer of the decade. This
dude has not had one single moment in the playoffs that you could think about where you're like. Not
I mean,
one.
He averaged 35 against the Warriors in the finals. In
a loss.
Yeah, but
and he absolutely choked.
Who
when
else
he counted
is on his
most.
Team?
That doesn't. That
they were down Kevin Durant and he could not close the door. They're up. They had that at home to win the series.
Even in what 2000? What's their first championship with the when they were up 3-1?
Yep.
Honestly, he blew that one.
You got to put. I feel like
blew that one.
You got to put Russell Westbrook in there. I feel. The guy got triple doubles twice in this decade.
And you got to also figure out what you're valuing. Are you valuing, you know, championship success? Or are you valuing numbers? Because I agree with Derek. If you're valuing numbers, Russell Westbrook averaged a triple double for what, three straight years?
Two straight years,
and then he potentially could do something
like
that.
That's what I'm saying. I really struggled rounding this out because I value both of it. I value the numbers you put up, but I feel like you have to have had some playoff success. And Russell Westbrook, for as much as you want to say about him during just being a compiler, him and KD were close to beating the Warriors, up 3-1, should have had them game six, and then Klay Thompson and Steph Curry just went insane. So that's why I'm really having trouble rounding out this list. So maybe we come back, we circle back to this next week when we have time. But I just wanted to put it out there. That's what kept me up all night. I couldn't whittle it all the way down.
You can't also forget Melo! He's back, y'all. Do you see that? Dude, Conference Player of the Week?
He is balling right now.
First time he's been Conference Player of the Week since 2014.
That's impressive.
Yeah. I like the stat.
Yeah.
That's a good stat.
Get on your job, Brad.
Where you at, Brad?
Where you at, Brad?
Come on, dude. I have a mic in front of my face.
How'd you miss that? You guys think you can keep this up, or what do you think the future looks like for Carmelo Anthony?
I mean, as long as they don't expect any defense from the guy, I think he'll be okay.
Yeah. I'm just glad he's back in the league. Yeah. He deserved to be back in the league.
So also, get Jamal Crawford in there, too, guys. He needs to be in the league.
Jamal Crawford's not on a team.
He's not in the league right now. No. Lake Show, look at him. We need some 3-point shooting.
You just need a guy who
the Lake Show don't need nobody else. Y'all got the Monstars out there. How you have LeBron and Anthony Davis? Like, it don't even make sense.
And Danny Green.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, Danny Green's sharpshooter.
He's been a little lackluster, Danny Green.
He really hasn't been that good.
Having Jamal Crawford, I think, would be nice. Have him coming off the bench. He can create on his own. That's what we need. Everything goes through LeBron right now, which is great. I love to see this team that's happening, but still.
Oh, wow. I love how you love LeBron now.
I said I like his team.
That's Laker fans in a nutshell.
Am I supposed to hate LeBron right now because he's a Laker? No, he's a Laker.
But you can't love him.
I love this team right now.
Can't love LeBron. Like, no, I better not see what you with a LeBron jersey.
He will never. Oh God, never.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like stuff like that.
He will never surpass Kobe in my eyes.
Oh yeah. I mean, he can't. How could he? He's in his 17th year. Like, he'd have to play another 8 years, 10 years, to even get close to Kobe's numbers. Of course, Kobe's the best Laker or better Laker than LeBron.
About to pass Kobe?
Well, not in Laker numbers. His overall career numbers. Yeah, he's already passed Kobe.
I mean, I do want to see that happen in the Laker court. I think that'd be hilarious seeing him surpass Kobe in points, but still.
It's going to happen this year at some point, right?
Yeah, he's like 600 points away from
it. And then he'll be third. Like, he legit might catch Kareem.
I think he could. If he plays another 5 years.
He's been playing so great this year, it doesn't make sense. You got to grind my gears.